On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
And David Lombardi, SF Standard, joining us here on Willard and Dibbs. Great to have you, David. What's going on today?
Good afternoon. I'm happy it stopped raining. Got some sun. And I heard it's actually going to be raining in Arizona. They have a roof there, so that shouldn't be an issue for the game. But just funny that I guess this storm is hitting the whole western U.S., even Arizona. So we'll be heading down there. And Pearsall and Purdy both going to be back. You know, they played against each other in high school. Purdy's team dropped 70 on Pearsall's team, but Ricky had like 200 receiving yards, so it was okay. But they lit it up that night, though, however long ago, probably 7-8 years ago.
David, let's dive right into both of those players, actually. And I get that the quarterback's a little different, right? There's no snap count on a quarterback, so I get that they're going to try to unleash Brock. But what about Ricky? What are your expectations for him in terms of being able to hit the ground running coming off of this injury?
You know, normally when a receiver comes back, it takes a week or two for them just to get reintegrated fully into the offense. This might be different just because both Ricky and Brock have been out for a while, but Brock has been at practice. So I don't know. I think that they're fully stocked offensively minus Brandon Ayuk at this point. They've got a lot of weapons. Even if Pearsall's not the focal point, then the last time they played Arizona, they didn't have George Kittle, for example. I think that they played one drive this year with Purdy, Pearsall, George Kittle, and Christian McCaffrey all simultaneously healthy. And that one drive was a 95-yard touchdown drive against Seattle. And at the time, I think that a lot of people weren't registering how good the Seahawks were, but I think heading into that game, we said that this was a really good defensive front, had a chance to be a top-five defense. It's indeed materialized into that, and I think we just have to remind ourselves that when the 49ers had the totality of their weapons available just for one drive this season, they went 95 yards on the road against the Seahawks.
Yeah, and it was impressive. I have George Kittle on my fantasy team, and I was loving it early, and then next thing you know, I'm scouring for Cade Otton as his replacement. I wonder, David, about the depth chart, because you know this. They run a lot of 21 personnel, two wide receivers, and even occasionally some 12 that also has two receivers. Does this mean that Kendrick Bourne suddenly now gets crumbs and DeMarcus Robinson maybe goes deep into the bench?
Well, yeah, if everybody stays healthy, then yeah, he's going to be pushed out of sometime. But that's the problem that you want to have, right? And it's one of those things where we had talked about stuff like that in the preseason, but it never comes to fruition for an extended period of time, because it seems that in this sport, it's not just the 49ers. Look at the Cardinals right now. I think they've got three healthy receivers on their 53. So in this sport, that rarely ends up becoming an issue over the longer term. But if the 49ers are lucky enough to have full health at the top, then yeah, one of those guys is going to be pushed out of at least the regular rotation where he's getting a ton of looks.
David Lombardi, SF Standard, with us. David, one of the things, and this is what I think it's special to have one of you, those of you who are inside the room with these players on the daily basis after practice, what did you observe this week in terms of how the guys feel about Brock being back?
I think people are really excited about Purdy being back. I mean, this is their starting quarterback, and that's important in this league, especially somebody who's been as successful as him. I have to remind people on social media that ever since Brock Purdy joined the league in 2022, he's been the most efficient quarterback in football. Allen is two, Mahomes is three. You can have all the debates about system and, arm talent and mobility, whatever you want. But the truth of the matter is that Brock Purdy playing with his 49ers teammates in Kyle Shanahan's system has been the most efficient QB in the NFL when available since he joined the league in 2022. And that's not just 2023. He was really efficient in 2024 as well. The 49ers just fell off a cliff defensively that year. So he's gotten the job done when he's been available way more often than not. Guys in a football locker room recognize that, and they always were best option in there. So the 49ers, it's businesslike. That's what they feel. And all of this drama and noise, I mean, this has been also artificially created on the outside. They signed Mac Jones to be a good backup, and he's been a good backup for them. Mac, the whole time, he's waiting for Brock to come back. Mac has not had designs on grabbing the starting job this year. He knows that he's in a similar position as Sam Darnold was back in 2023, where if he puts good stuff on tape, maybe he gets an opportunity somewhere else next year. I know he's under contract with the 49ers, but obviously a trade can happen. And one main thing, if you want to talk about the vibe in the building, the QB room, those guys really like each other. They really get along. It's not just Brock and Mac. It's also Adrian Martinez, and they're all around the same age. If you talk to any of them, they say that they have a really good time. Mick Lombardi is a younger quarterbacks coach as well. There just seems to be a really uplifting, positive dynamic in the quarterback room. And the only reason that I bring it up is because it is literally the polar opposite of the online and media discourse that's been manufactured around the situation. None of what's being talked about on the outside is being talked about in the 49ers building. There's a lot of situations where the media and social media is off as far as what's actually happening in the building. I have never seen anything as off as this. It's 180 degrees polar opposite.
Well, there's nothing nebulous about the contracts and the reality that he's the franchise guy, and Mac has even said as much repeatedly. I wonder, David, what you think hypothetically they might be able to get for Mac Jones, considering what he put on tape. Like, what could they command in the offseason if a team was really covetous?
Well, you'd think that it starts with a two. That's been the price in the past for situations like this, a second-round pick. But if he has to play some more, because remember, they're not fully out of the woods with the toe yet. It's one of the trickiest injuries that there is. It's probably not going to be 100%. They think they got it to a place where Brock is going to be able to stay in. But as we know, that the plan has not very often been what's actually happened to the 49ers this year. I mean, it's gone so far off the rails, and somehow they're still 6-4. But say that Mac has to play some more, say that he notches a few more big wins, maybe that asking price can increase for the 49ers. I don't know. But maybe they want to keep him into next year. They're going to have some options. They were able to build that into the contract. I don't know if there was a tacit agreement that he'd be traded if there was value and if there was demand for him to be a starter elsewhere. That could have very well been the case, since obviously something the 49ers and Jones and his agent aren't going to talk about. But sometimes that can happen, because when I saw a two-year deal, that really made me scratch my head, right? I mean, that's a lot of team control here, but maybe that team control is only there so the 49ers can recoup a higher draft pick in case Mac Jones' value is what we think it's going to be on the market.
David, I want to ask you a couple of other side of the ball questions, and one of them is just, do you think D'Amador Lenore is playing Sunday?
I'm not sure about that. They were talking MRI today. That's never overly optimistic thing. I mean, Shanahan said it was just tightness, but he wasn't able to go on Friday. It suffered it during a drill on Thursday. And I think the 49ers formula now, regardless of who else you lose on defense, if you have to play with 10 guys on defense, the defense has fallen off such a cliff at this point that this has to be a ball-hogging offensive performance for the 49ers week in and week out, no matter what happens. That's the mentality they have to go in this with. So if it's no Diometer Lenore, then that's the third and final foundational pillar of the defense to fall this year. You've already lost Bosa. You've already lost Warner. It would be Darrell Luter Jr. in his place, but it might be the week where you can actually shoulder that kind of loss, because the Cardinals don't have Marvin Harrison Jr. They don't have Zay Jones. They don't have Simi Fehoko. I mean, they're down to Michael Wilson and Greg Dortch at receivers. So I think that this might be the one week where the 49ers could play ball with yet another one of these defensive injuries. But regardless, they have to control the ball offensively. They have to do what they didn't do against the Rams. I know the opponent's worse, but the formula is the same. And that is 40 minutes of possession, keep the ball away, keep the defense on the sideline, score over 30 points, and then you should win the majority of your games the rest of this season. There, you might see some trouble against the Colts with that formula. You'll probably see some trouble against the Seahawks with that formula. But against every other team on this schedule, they can win if they follow that formula, and they have the offensive firepower to do it.
Okay, so let's go there, because I know Robert Saleh said this week down at camp, which is to say, if that offense does play well, and David, this team does end up in the playoffs, he believes that by then, this defensive group, haggard though it may be, can be up to snuff and they can compete at a high level. Do you buy that?
Well, I think he's saying that within the context of what he knows the offense can be. If you've got an elite offense, if you're top two, top three offense, and I think the 49ers really believe that they can get to that level with their guys back, to compete in the playoffs, your defense only needs to be at like number 20. It doesn't need to be a top. It could be a below average defense. What you can't have is a bottom barrel unit. What you need the basic framework in place, and that means solid against the run so you don't get run out of the building. And then even if you're leaking oil everywhere else, just have the ability to reach deep into the bag of tricks and make it two or three high leverage stops a game. That's the luxury of having an offense that could put up 30 plus at any time, is that you don't need that much from the defense. And I think that, so it's all relative, right? On a team like the Denver Broncos, who are barely skating by, even though they have the best defense or one of the best defenses in the league, that would be a horrific defense. But in the context of the 49ers, who have an offense that's a lot better than Denver's, they don't need a top five defense. They don't even need a top 15 defense, in my opinion. I think they just need to stabilize this and get it to around number 20, maybe even 23, 24, just so it's not 29, 30, 31, or 32. And I think that they've got a shot. And I think that's what Robert Saleh is talking about. And I think, yes, I do think that's possible. I do think that the hardest times when you lose superstars at the time, like right after you lose them, because everything was planned around them. Guys were used to playing with them. You know, Fred Warner was taken away a third of the field just with his height, and then his intelligence would take away another third of the field. So guys now have to adapt to life without them. So every successive week, they should be doing a better job of that. And every successive week, they're also getting more experienced in general in the NFL, and Saleh's having a chance to coach them up. So getting it up to number 20, to me, that doesn't seem like that tall of a task. I think that's why Robert sounds so confident.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. It's also a Football Friday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super.
David, you talked about the defense really struggling of late, and I can't help but look at D. Winters. What do you see from D that has caused him to really slide back so far?
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That's a really good question. I've been wondering that for a few weeks because he was really good out of the gate the first 2 weeks. And then the play dropped off. And, that coincides with Nick Bosa getting hurt. I think, the whole defense, they were number four the first 2 weeks in the efficiency rankings, and they've been number 28 or 29 since then. So the clear delineation point of the slide of this defense was the Nick Bosa injury, which happened against Arizona, actually, in week three. I think that Fred was also a massive injury, but when we look at the pass rushing plan that the 49ers had those first couple weeks with Bosa, Huff, Yetur Gross-Matos, I mean, all those guys, they were coming in hot on that NASCAR package. I think the back seven had it really nice. And as soon as Bosa got hurt, and I know Yetur has been limited throughout this, even when he's been available, now he's not available. I think that really, really made life harder on the linebacker level. I know that D's been on and off the injury report as well, so you have to wonder if he's fully healthy during these games. But I always look back at the first 2 weeks, and I draw a line between them and the rest of the season. And the play just hasn't been as good. Now, losing Warner next to you, that's obvious, right? I mean, Warner covers up a whole heck of a lot. So at this point, D. Winters has shown flashes for the 49ers, but he's not shown that he's a consistently good player, especially without a good supporting cast. So he is who he is, and that was a sixth-round draft pick. And until proven otherwise, I think the 49ers just have to live with that.
David, great stuff. We appreciate the insight heading into a very, very big one in Week 11. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you too. David Lombardi, SF Standard.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.